You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending? Well, are we good sports fans in Denver?
I think so.
According to some researchers, Jer, we are eighth out of X number. Yeah, they picked all the cities in America.
Okay.
And they ranked them for the five major sports.
Okay.
Football, baseball, basketball,
cornhole, pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point, you know, I think pickleball is probably getting more popular than baseball.
It's massive.
So, and then there's the people say that NASCAR should be considered one, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the fifth one they put on their list is soccer. Anyway, okay. When you factor all those things in, you factor one-loss records, the Rockies aren't helping us there, are they? How passionate the fans are, how affordable it is to go to all the various games. Denver was eighth in the whole country in terms of sports cities.
Well, there you go.
And then they break it down to the actual sports. Denver wasn't in the top 10 in any of the five sports. Not even, I take that back. I think Denver was top 10 in hockey.
Okay.
Speaking of which, our Avalanche are back on the ice tonight after, you know, they had some time off, then went to Finland. Now they've had time off since they played in Finland, but they're back in action tonight at Ball Arena, taking on Nashville. And the Nuggets won last night on the road. They've got a long road trip, and they're doing pretty well. Have you seen this? Have you been keeping up? Because you've got kids. Have you been looking at this nonsense going on with the RSV surge?
Yeah, I've actually, I got a good buddy that works at Children's Hospital. He said, you know, he was just talking to me a couple nights ago about how every bed at the hospital is full and they're having to like pull beds into waiting rooms and things like that and doubling up kids in the rooms. And it's really wicked stuff. It's really bad. I know they're trying to work on a vaccine for it because there isn't one yet, but. They're trying.
I just read a headline this morning that says they've got one now. And
the story was
about why it took so long to get one.
I think I saw something about they were testing it on pregnant women or something. I don't know. I don't know. But it's bad. It's really bad.
There was an interesting podcast that I was like, you might be interested in. An interesting podcast. They were talking. One of the many topics they covered was the FDA and the power that the FDA has when it comes to approving medications and how the COVID vaccine could have been out so much sooner, but because of all the FDA stuff. I don't know. It was an interesting conversation.
They got to cover their butts.
I'm Switzerland on this right now. I'm staying neutral, but I'm keeping my options open as I learn.
I feel bad for these parents dealing with these kids, though, that are really sick.
Yeah.
Scary.
A spokesperson for Children's Hospital says they've never seen numbers this high. It's a viral respiratory illness, if you don't know what RSV is. But they say, parents, be mindful. Like, cut back on
playdates right now. Wash your hands.
And wash your hands. Yeah. Are you living in your dream house right now? Are you in your dream house?
No, I am not in my dream house.
They did a survey. They asked people, 94% of Americans say they are not currently in their dream home. I can say this. I can honestly say I used to live in my dream house and then I moved out of it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm so sad. I would give anything to pick that house up and put it on the lot where I live now.
Right.
Because I prefer the lot. But that was the better house.
Yeah. I want to be a mountain guy. I want a big, beautiful cabin with the big log beams, you know, and the giant fireplace made out of that round river rock that goes way up. That's where I want to be.
Well, it's interesting that this survey that's out, they found that people all have different ideas of what would be dream home.
Yeah, yeah. Some want to live in the loft.
Yeah, some want to be by the beach. Some want to be in the hills like you. Some want to be out in the country. Some want to be in the heart of the city. It's interesting, though, that I guess this means only 6% of people are living in what they consider their dream home.
Oh, good for them, jerks.
Right.
Good for you.
And then quickly, this is kind of silly, but Bruce Springsteen, Google him, kids. Bruce Springsteen has never been on The Tonight Show, but now he's going to be on 4 episodes in a row.
Oh.
Boy, they do everything they can to promote record sales these days, don't they? He's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon 4 nights in a row
to promote
his new album.
Too much.
I think that's OB. We're over-Brucing right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Mark Zuckerberg is trending this morning. I don't know if you've heard, but Meta, the parent company there for Facebook, laying off more than 11,000 employees. He sent out the letter, let everybody know yesterday. It's like 13% of the staff there. They've had lukewarm revenue coming in. They have said that they just hired way too many people. The company's costs have jumped. And so, you know, Zuckerberg's making the tour on social talking about
it. I want to say, you know, up front that I take full responsibility for this decision. You know, I'm the founder and CEO. I'm responsible for the health of our company, for our direction, and for deciding, you know, how we execute that, including.
Oh, well, when my computer cut off, it's frozen again. Yeah, so that's. Dang. That's bad for all those people, man. I feel
going right
I
into
feel
the
for those people.
Season. Here's your pink slip.
I know. And doesn't he sound like Kermit the Frog?
Yes, he does.
I'm also going to load up the van with Miss Piggy and get out of town. The CMAs were on last night, Dom. I know you were probably glued to the TV.
Glued to it.
I was actually pretty bummed. We had our first basketball practice for the basketball season start up last night, and it's one of my favorite award shows because it's just so patriotic and everyone is so beautiful there. I actually got home and Nick Nack had it on the TV and she's like, well, you missed Carrie Underwood's legs. Oh. I got a thing for Carrie Underwood. Remember her nickname for Carrie Underwood is just whatever. That's her nickname
that's
for her.
The
biggest takeaway last night, Peyton Manning was one of the hosts with Luke Bryan, and they had jokes for days. Days, Dom. I'm going to play a little bit of it. Hopefully my computer doesn't freeze up.
I'm such a big fan of you, Luke.
Thanks, Peyton.
Do you mind? I was talking to Luke Combs.
Hey-o!
So what did you do to prepare for tonight?
I walked around Nashville trying to find a cowboy hat to fit your head. Hey-o!
You like it so far?
Can't be done, actually.
I don't prepare. I'm just a wing it kind of host.
Trust me, that's clear. So what you're saying is, this is my worst nightmare. But it's actually okay, because I do a show with my brother Eli. I am used to this lack of professionalism.
Oh, they just kept coming, didn't they?
I guess.
That is pure comedy gold, man.
I guess. It's no different than...
So good.
Like, it's almost like Bob Hope, Google Him Kids, has been dug
More
up
Googling.
And put back on stage. It's the same kind of humor.
It is. I mean, well, really, it's Peyton Manning. I mean, he's not a professional stand-up, and neither is Luke Bryan, so they're going to have these jokes fed to him, and they're just, you know, they're obvious jokes, you know, forehead size and...
Look, let's go back to
hillbilly
the
humor.
Actual awards themselves, because I've been reading some stuff about how Carrie Underwood fans were saying they were going to riot if she didn't win Entertainer of the Year.
Okay.
And she did not. Luke Combs won. And so now there's all these people who are upset saying there has not been a female CMA Entertainer of the Year since Taylor Swift in 2011.
Oh my goodness.
So it's been 11 years since a woman won that award, and people say they're fed up with it.
Sick of it.
Carrie Underwood
and her legs.
Entertainer of the Year.
Whatever. I did go back and watch her performance this morning because I did miss it. So she looked really good. New survey out this morning, Dom. Something like 78% of Americans say that they're looking to save a little bit of money this holiday season, and the way they're going to be doing that is by purchasing pre-owned gifts. You're going to go to places like, you know, OfferUp and Craigslist, Facebook, eBay. I had a woman actually yesterday buy a picture from me that I had on Nextdoor, and her comment on there was, "Is I'm giving this to my son for Christmas." So she came by yesterday and gave me $10.
What was it a picture of?
It was like a rustic deer thing that was made out of wood and stuff. I don't even know where it came from, but I was like, I'm putting this on next door. Her son was really into rustic stuff. So anyway, and they say, you know, it's socially acceptable to do that now. Make sure, you know, or when you're given gifts that you can do secondhand vintage stuff. I'm for it. I think it's cool.
In that story, they also said the interesting angle to this is that nearly half of people have at least one clothing item that they've worn one time and will never wear again.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of this used clothing that people are going to be buying is probably in great condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you save a bundle.
Yep.
So
yeah. I've been.
I've got things that I've worn only once, so I feel terrible about it.
Get rid of it, man. Sell it. Let's go do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
I'm not jumping up and down about it today.
Why not?
But it is trending, and it's like the latest TikTok trend. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. It's called the Twisty Leg Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you would do this video with your wife today and post it, Dom.
It's dumb.
And then go watch the CMAs.
Yeah.
Quick, name two things Dom will never do.
The Twisty Leg Challenge is one.
It's too long to explain, but there's a lot
of
people
falling down. They
also said
it's basically impossible, didn't they?
There's a lot of people falling down trying to do this so that you get a few laughs out of it. So check out the Twisty Leg Challenge. It's trending this morning on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.